Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
That is an old reference.
Cringe!
A Lonely Island Like a Boss reference? I don't know why, that's even more cringy than the Jersey Shore reference.
This hurts me.
Bam, 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 bam. Welcome back to another episode of Flashback with Smosh.
We need a theme song.
Yeah, is it like bam, 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 bam?
Well, yeah.
I feel like you gotta have a jingle with flashback and like Flashback with Smosh.
Flashback with Smosh. Maybe he's like Flashback with Smosh.
Or like Flashback, Flashback, Flashback,
Flashback. Flashback, flashback, key change. Flashback, 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 key change. Flashback, flashback, flashback.
With Smosh.
With Smosh.
Oh, we get Tay-Zonde.
Tay-Zonde just
with Smosh.
Or we get Corpse like, with Smosh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know.
If there's any musicians out there, feel free to drop your rendition of the Flashback with Smosh on the Smosh members only Discord. We might use it.
Or maybe we'll be inspired.
I'd be okay with using it.
You know what? Maybe
if you give
we'll
us
use
the
it.
Rights.
You know what? Fuck it. We'll use it. We'll give. We'll,
if it's good.
Yeah, we'll get the rights from you.
We'll give you credit.
We'll give you an official contract.
Heck, we'll even pay you for it.
Yeah. We'll sign you to our record label too.
We don't have a record label.
But you know, theoretically, if we did.
Theoretically, are we gonna make a record label?
Yeah. Just for this.
Just for a jingle.
Just for one jingle.
All right, fuck it. We'll sign you to a 360 deal.
Mm-hmm.
If you make this jingle for us, we'll put you on the road to do touring.
Just for the jingle.
Dude, how sick would that be?
Like, how many tickets do you think that they would
sell?
Can
you imagine, like, if, like, the guy that made, like, the jingle for, like, I'm loving it?
He's been on tour?
He just, like, sold out, like, SoFi Stadium.
Just,
and he's, like, everyone's, like, getting in. They have, like, headliners, like, the guy that did, like, the State Farm jingle.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, he just comes on stage. Everyone's, like, ah! And he's just, like, ba-da-ba-ba-ba! And everyone's, like, fuck!
I feel like you could probably put together a nice show with like 50 jingle people.
Okay.
And just have them go one after the other.
Dude, honestly, like that would hit like such a good nostalgia. Like, dude, if you got the baby back ribs guys.
Oh, true.
Have you seen the...
Is it like an acapella group or something?
Dude, it's like they got it like a legit group. And there's behind the scenes footage of them recording the Baby Back Ribs.
Oh shit, I gotta see this.
And it's actually like pretty awesome. Like they got like a legit like band. To do
and yet it. My only memory of it is Steve Carell singing it on The Office.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's great. It's like, and it's like way more impressive than what we wound up with on the commercials. Cause they do have like, these guys are like, Chili's Baby Back Ribs. Chili's Baby Back Ribs.
How long is the song that they made, like in actuality?
It's like, I don't know, like a 30 second song.
But we only heard like the one little tiny portion of it.
I'm gonna play it.
Are you gonna pull it up?
I'm just gonna pull it up on my phone.
Okay.
Sorry, we might cut this, but we might not.
Okay. Well, don't worry, we will watch Death Note.
Oh yeah, by the way, we're watching the Death Note video today, but more importantly, we're watching the Chili's Baby Back Ribs.
20 minutes later.
Hold on, this is when the rest of them come in.
Oh! Oh, it escalates. Oh, man. They had Dudens in there? Anyway, back on track. Today, we're gonna be watching and reliving the beautiful memories of our real life Death Note video.
Yeah.
This sketch, for some reason, it hits so hard. There's like twists, there's turns, every single moment, there's like an amazing punchline, there's all this buildup, it has an amazing payoff. I keep wanting to say it's my favorite sketch, but there's so many sketches that we're about to get into over the next few episodes that I might also say are my favorite.
Okay.
This one's up there. I rated it number one. I made this list of my top favorite sketches. I had to exclude food battles because they would have been in there. I had to exclude the Pokemon videos. I had to exclude all of our music videos. But either way, this was my number one to some extent.
And I think, was Death Note your first adult anime that you watched? Because I think for me it was.
I wouldn't call it adult. That makes it sound like hentai, but.
Well, yeah. I mean, we saw a lot of hentai before we saw Death Note.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But this was my first full anime that I got really, really into that wasn't Pokemon.
Yeah, that's why I specified adult, because we watched Pokemon back in the day. But,
yeah.
Like, and maybe like a couple episodes of Digimon.
Yeah, we're pretty basic, but Death Note was amazing. I loved all
the twists.
The twists, yeah. And I loved how the characters always felt like they were just a little bit smarter than I could ever be.
Yep.
But yet every decision that they made sense. You know, so I could see how someone get there. It wasn't so unrealistic.
It was cool. Like, Death Note definitely changed my perception of what anime was. Because I only knew at that time, like, I only knew anime as like, oh, like, I knew kids like watched like Naruto.
Yeah.
But they were like nerds, and then, like, people watch Dragon Ball Z, but I like never got into it. I didn't get it.
But Death Note just felt like a drama.
Yeah, exactly. It was like a thriller.
Yeah,
like, and I was like, whoa, like, I guess I was wrong about anime.
And I felt like the writing was so incredible.
Yeah.
I couldn't wait. I mean, about that,
it waned off like halfway through when a certain character,
when one of the really really amazing characters is no longer with us. With, you know, keeping this totally spoiler free.
Yeah.
I felt like it kind of started to fall a little bit, but it picked up by the end, and the ending was incredible.
Yeah.
And I can't remember if it was you or me or who got into it first or whatever, but we both had just finished it around the time that
we were super inspired by it.
Yeah, I was so inspired. I felt like we needed to write a sketch surrounding this. And the really cool part is that a lot of people who watched this had never heard of Death Note, but they were still able to fully understand all the references, or not even references, they didn't know their references.
The concept of like writing in a book and the person dies, because that's the whole background on the anime, is like this like demon gives this guy a book that if he writes anybody's name in there, they will die instantly. Of like a heart attack or something. Like,
yeah. Well, no, of any death.
Of any death.
They don't specify.
Incorrect.
Right, okay.
So we messed with that.
We messed with that because it was like it didn't make sense.
We wanted it to be consistent.
Funny.
We wanted people to know. I guess we wanted it to just be a funny, silly way to die, because we were like, it's going to be too graphic if you're killing a whole bunch of people in violent ways.
Yeah, exactly. So I think we,
But I will say a really... a testament of our strong direction for the writing of this was our ability to write this, have it filled with references from the anime, but make it also so that anyone could watch this and understand the plot and everything in it.
Indeed.
Yeah. So shall we get into it?
We shall.
Let's go.
Let's go. That's the song from Death Note.
The song was so good.
I'm so bored. I just wish something supernatural would happen right now.
It's kind of like the first scene in the anime.
What the hell? If you write the full name of a person in this book, that person will die in 5 seconds. The cause of death will always be suffocation.
We just made that.
So yeah, we made that up because I think we didn't want to. I forget like specifically why. It was just
we had to write within 5 seconds because in the anime, I think that it's just like.
It'd be over the course of like a day, right?
Yeah, it'd be like the next day you would find out that there was a death or whatever. So we wanted it all to be instant. And I think that we only wrote the suffocation part just so that we could have the jokes, the escalating jokes of all the different ways you could suffocate.
Right, yeah, true.
Yeah.
Right.
Let go!
Okay, so for the podcast listeners, there's this sort of like 1920s like Baron kind of villain character that Anthony is
in a
mobility scooter.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a top hat, he's got a tux, a big
I got a corsage,
and a giant mustache.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, that would be funny.
Yeah, well, we wanted to show someone that was justified in getting killed. And of course, that person was stealing a purse, so obviously kill them.
Yeah. Yeah, and we didn't want him to just like choke. We wanted to have like a series of events happen, which is why we put him on the mobility scooter.
Mm-hmm.
And you're about to see why.
Mm-hmm.
The name's Cecil Adams, the most notorious.
He says his name. He announces his name.
Huh. Even the music.
Yeah, it's all.
You always have to say your full name when you steal from people. Oh, the SpongeBob watch. Man, the SpongeBob watch. So for one of the first repeating props that we had was a Reptar watch that I had.
Yeah.
And then we lost that one. And then we replaced it with a SpongeBob watch.
Where did we get this? Did we get that watch in a mail time with Smosh? Did someone send us that?
I think so, yeah. Because we got the Reptar watch from Burger King, like, kids, like, meal.
Yeah. I remember when we were writing those first sketches and we needed a watch, you're like, I have a Reptar watch! And you ran in your room and pulled it out of your drawer. Like it's you true. Had been keeping this Reptar watch for some important moment.
You never know when you need a Reptar watch.
But this... We used so many of the little items that people would send us in the mail.
Yeah.
When we did the Mail Time with Smosh.
That's episodes, true.
Before people started sending us anthrax and life-threatening moldy cheese.
Moldy cheese was a popular one.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Man, I knew it was fake.
He's choking himself.
Uh-huh.
This is my favorite special effect coming up.
Oh, yeah.
It's
so good.
It's great because I went a long time without seeing this video and I forgot about the explosion that we added.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he runs into a tree I don't know if we had originally, I think we did write.
We wrote it.
That there was like a massive explosion from like a weak ass running into a tree.
Yeah.
Like the burn marks that we added on the tree.
That guy just choked himself to death?
Cool. Didn't think that was possible.
That's it. Mother of God. We have this running gag that we don't think it was possible to choke yourself to death.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was this the first?
This wasn't our first instance of seeing Peter.
So yeah. Peter is like a recurring character at this time of Smosh.
But we put him in the red Star Trek outfit.
Yeah, we put him in the red shirt.
Red shirt in Star Trek ended up dying.
Yeah. They're expendable.
Yeah. The joke was that he always wanted to like hang out with us and be part of our group, but we were like, what the fuck, dude? You're so annoying.
Yeah. We just shit on him all the time.
So he was literally just written in to get shit on.
So here we go. We're about to shit on him again.
Yeah.
Person's name in that thing, and they die
of suffocation.
Like, they suffocate themselves?
Yeah, in any way possible, I guess.
I thought it was impossible to suffocate yourself.
Uh-huh. Yeah, why don't you prove it? Write my name in there.
He wants to die. Like.
Okay. All right, Peter, what's your last name?
Peter.
No, your last name.
Peter.
So.
Oh God, I forgot about this line.
Name is Peter.
My parents are crack addicts.
Yeah.
feel like we could get away with anything, but just by saying that someone's parents are crack addicts, anything ridiculous just makes sense.
My parents are crack addicts.
My parents are crack addicts.
Yeah.
Wow, we have a lot of crack jokes in our videos.
Oh my God, we have
Why are there so many crack jokes?
I mean, we brought it back too.
I know.
One of our most recent videos has a...
Yeah, but we die of crack. Well, we die after getting crack.
We get crack and then we,
And then one of our...
We say crack, it does a body good.
Yeah, we do. Also, well, we have mixed messaging because we have crack, it does a body good.
Yeah.
And then in 2006 when we made our Smosh short Stranded, at the end it says crack is whack, bitch.
Yeah.
So we give really mixed messages about if crack is good or bad.
Well, it's bad.
Yeah.
People should not
Don't do crack.
We talked about this in the Smosh Royalty members only live stream.
Yeah.
And we were like, we were talking about the whole crack thing, and everyone was like, I'm gonna go get crack now.
Yeah.
Or they were like donating, they were like sending money to us, and they're like, here's my crack money. Like,
we're like, sure, you could donate your crack money to us because that means you're not doing crack.
Yeah, as long as you're not doing crack.
Yeah.
If you need to, yeah.
Did you have more to say about crack?
No.
Are you sure? I think you have more to say about crack.
I mean, I just don't want people to do crack.
Yeah.
I mean, like, despite our glowing endorsement of it.
About how we died after
Because,
doing
like,
it.
If your parents do crack, you end up like Peter.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to be like Peter.
Yeah, begging for someone to write your name in a book so you could die.
Yeah, he's pretty stupid.
All right, let's go.
Okay. Peter...
It's my great handwriting.
Here we go.
His face is just the best part, just a smile. He's so into the idea of dying.
I knew you guys were full of shit. Oh my God! I don't know if I can!
Oh no, Peter.
Oh no, Peter!
Oh, you gotta get rid of that thing! No.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
You stopped it right when it gets epic.
Sorry, I'll go back. I just want to point out the red shirt that we had for Peter is way too small.
Yeah, but anyone like Peter is going to wear a shirt that's way too small.
Why did we even have that?
I think that we got it specifically for this role. We didn't have this already.
Oh, wow. Well, we should have got a bigger size.
No, I think that I maybe it was on me, but I remember being like, get a size too small.
What?
It's funnier!
That's cruel.
It's funnier!
Making my man's Peter look bad.
True, he looks good otherwise.
Get rid of that thing. No! Don't you get it, Anthony? With this book.
This is very Death Note.
Yeah, this was heavily inspired.
Rid this world of
all. Ah, it's so sick though, how you're explaining this while we're showing you using it.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh yeah, right.
And first you start with people that would be justified, I guess, to kill.
Cast of the Jersey Shore, choking on pickles.
Mm-hmm.
We loved a good Snooki joke.
We shit on Snooki so much for no reason.
Yeah, I feel bad now. Like I don't harbor any ill will towards Snooki.
No, and I'm like, why did we just write the? I think that we just needed someone to, like, let out our angst on. And
yeah,
unfortunately,
well,
Snooki was caught in the crossfire.
I mean, the internet did not. Did not look kindly upon Snooki.
Yeah, so we just followed the internet like sheep.
Yeah.
Whatever the internet wants, we give.
Yeah, exactly. It was like that and like Bella Swan.
And Sarah Jessica Parker. I don't know. The internet just had a lot of people
did,
that
like,
hated.
One.
I don't know. The internet
all women.
The internet had women they hated, and we were like, you know what?
Wait, were there any men that we railed against?
There were
Edward, I guess.
Regis Philbin. Just as a joke.
Billy
Mays we didn't really shit on, but...
it was mostly women.
Unfortunately.
You guys apologize to women?
Let's make a public apology.
Let's make a
women.
Quick apology to women.
Hey, women.
Do better.
Yeah. Let's try that again, shall we?
Okay, women.
Women.
Women out there.
Sorry.
Sorry.
We were dumb little boys. In our 20s, which were actually full-grown adults, but we had the brains of children. We were in Arrested Development, and that's why we wrote Peter in Arrested Development, because we wanted him to look more childish than us, but our brains were actually not totally fully formed, even though we were past. Were we past the age of 25? I'm gonna blame it on being younger than 25 when our frontal lobes were not formed fully.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I think it was like we would follow like what the internet would like hate on.
Yeah.
And it turns out, internet, not a big fan of women.
Hopefully that's changing now,
right? No, really it hasn't changed much. Yeah. Like it's hard out. It's hard out there for women on the internet.
It's kind of bullshit.
Good thing.
Why are the women laughing in the room?
Yeah, I only noticed women laughing about that joke in the room. That's kind of fucked up. See what I mean? Patriarchy's still continuing to this day.
And we don't contribute to that anymore at all.
Got
ever.
Some internalized misogyny.
Ever.
Purify this world. Nobody is gonna get in my way.
This lighting's fun.
I love this. I love how we went full serious with such a silly concept. Your eyes are red for no reason.
Quiet down out here. I can't hear Wheel of Fortune over your stupid laugh.
You can't tell me what to do anymore, Mom.
It's the best.
This is the best joke ever. I love this so much.
You're gonna die, Mom.
I don't know if we've ever written a better joke than this.
That doesn't make any sense. I wrote your whole name on here. Look.
It says Mom.
My name's not Mom, dumbass.
I called you Mom all these years. I don't even know your real name.
And you never will.
She disappears in a smoke bomb.
Yeah.
That's so good. I think that is one of my favorite Smosh moments ever.
Uh-huh.
When
about
we
me
were
not knowing that my mom's name isn't Mom, and then her throwing a smoke bomb and
calling you a dumbass and then disappearing, mwahahahaing yep. out of the scene. When I was going back through all the old Smosh videos and looking at all the sketches and getting nostalgic and trying to figure out if it was just nostalgia or if it was something more before we decided to buy back Smosh and start making classic style sketches again,
yeah,
this was. This whole video, but that scene specifically, I was like, ooh, that's not just nostalgia. That's good.
Yeah.
I want to do more stuff like that.
Hmm.
It's so good.
Yeah. And I wonder if this is like one of the first times that we wrote my mom like being mean to me.
No.
No. Were we always that way?
I think this is where we really established it. But she like threw a flamingo at you in a past video and there was a scene where I think it was in a food battle where you're like with your donut and you're like, at least I'm getting laid, Mom. And she's like, finally. Yeah. And also there was a previous video where you're like, I'm running away and I'm never coming home. And your mom's on the phone with someone and she's like, oh, my son's moving out finally.
Yeah.
So we had her kind of shit on you, but not to this degree.
Not to this degree.
Call you a dumbass and
yeah,
teleport out of there in a smoke cloud.
Pretty sick.
Did your mom ever have an issue with being mean to you?
I don't think she did. I just think like, you know, she wasn't like dying to be in videos.
Yeah.
But she would just do it because I'm her son.
I feel like we gotta have an Ian's mom. We gotta have an Ian's mom.
Ian's mom retrospective.
Yeah, because there's so many good moments. There's actually a compilation on YouTube that's like
okay.
7 or 8 minutes of her best moments.
Yeah.
And there are so many moments in there, and they're all good. Every moment with your mom is so good.
I mean, I don't think there's ever a time that she's been in a video where it's not a banger moment.
It's always one of the standout moments.
Yeah.
I kind of cringe at the moment where your mom is under the blanket in my bed with me, though.
It's still good, though.
It's a little weird, but yeah, it's still a funny
moment. Well, you guys are just making love. What's wrong with that, Anthony?
God, I hope your mom doesn't watch this.
She won't.
Good.
Let's not unpack that.
All right.
I have work to do.
This is only like halfway through the video, but this scene, I think, ends it.
Whoa. Every criminal is dead.
The news anchor and we're in a coffee shop watching the news.
Yeah.
And she's just like, every criminal is dead.
Every single one of them.
I just want to point out that this whole video, we had you wearing black-ish.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed sponsored jobs.
With Indeed-sponsored jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Shirts and me wearing white-ish shirts as a subtle nod to you having the Death Note and me being your balanced counterpart. And I notice that right now we're kind of the opposite.
That means you die at the end of this
video. No! Wait, spoilers, bro! I forgot!
Well, we're about to find out.
Play it up.
Congrats, man. That's great. It's not enough.
The twirling the pen and everything.
In the entire world. That guy's looking at me funny.
Oh god, Hansel the pedo.
Looks pretty normal to me.
I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
Wait, can we look back at the previous names that you wrote? You were killed Sarah Palin, Satan, my neighbor.
Bernie Madoff, that's a good one to kill.
Voldemort?
Wait, Bernie Madoff.
Who's Bernie Madoff?
He did Death Note himself, didn't he?
Wait, who is that?
He ran one of the biggest Ponzi schemes. Defrauded a lot of people.
Oh, that was definitely a you joke, because I don't know about that kind of stuff, but you
do. Yeah.
You're into learning about that. Massive piece of shit.
I'm pretty sure he Death Noted himself in prison.
Ooh.
Didn't he?
Incorrect.
Oh, hypertension. He died of hypertension.
It's basically choking.
He deserved worse. Voldemort. Okay.
And then you get
Hansel
going with
Hansel Thepido.
Oh yeah, you're right. I pronounced it wrong. It's Thepido.
Yeah, it's Hansel Thepido. It's not Hansel the pedo.
No.
It's Thepido.
He just immediately chokes himself in the
eyes. That's better. Dude, he didn't even do anything. Come on, he had a pedo stash. Sure, he's guilty of something.
It's true.
You have to stop this, man. You can't play God anymore.
Ooh.
Oh, twist.
Then my life note comes in. A life note falls down on the table here, and so many people told me that they thought that life note was a real thing from Death Note.
Oh, yeah.
But we just made that up. We were like, we got to have a head-to-head battle.
It should have been a thing in the anime.
Yeah, it should have been. But it wasn't. We got some notes.
Yeah, we're basically smarter than the people that made Death Note, essentially.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Write the name of a person who is dead, and they will be brought back to life?
the gun cock sound.
I like how he goes back to staring at you when you bring him back to life.
You think you decide who lives and dies?
Is that a real line from the anime?
I don't know. and all the different ways
he's
killing
himself. We had so much fun coming up with all these different ways. He has a rope on him.
Put tape on himself, he put a bag on his face. He choked himself with an apple in his mouth.
My favorite is when he has one single piece of tape on his mouth and a clothespin on his nose.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and I love that we wrote him choking on the bag. Because those little plastic bags from grocery stores would always say, like, not for children under 3, choking hazard.
Yeah.
And we're like, who? It's like got to be so hard to die like that.
Also, we totally added in, like, we definitely recorded his like screaming after the fact. Like, listen to the plastic bag one.
I think that's just you.
I think it's me.
That's just
pretty
you
sure
doing
it's
ADR. Yeah.
You'll never defeat me. Yes, I will.
This is one of the greatest twists in Smosh history.
Oh, what did I write? Anthony Padilla.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, what are you gonna write? My name?
In the life note?
What's that gonna do?
You'll see.
Wait,
this
what's
is so
this?
Good.
Uh-oh.
No!
Feel switcheroo.
And you choke yourself to death.
Oh, yeah.
That, the text at the end wasn't
Books
written,
are
and
dangerous.
That was the last minute.
Play more video games.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes footage, click the link in the description below.
Oh, we'll watch the bloopers.
That was Real Life Death Note.
Yeah, I was so happy about doing that laugh at the end, the Kira laugh.
Oh yeah, so like that's one thing that we definitely like clinged on to with Death Note. They had these like super over the top laughs that Light would do.
I think they did it in the English dub and the Japanese sub.
Yeah,
I watched it in Japanese. Did you?
Yeah, that's the way to go.
That's the only way to go.
Subs v dubs. Yeah, it's like super over the top.
I don't even know if I could do it now.
And then we kind of like took that and like ran with it for like, if you watch like the. Like the, was it the 2012 food battle?
Yeah.
Where we're like,
yeah.
Like just over the top laugh.
I love it so much. This video had so many good moments that just stand out. I mean, I think almost every scene is just, I think, perfect. The first, the setup is really good with the guy in the mobility scooter who announces his name and then blows up in a fire.
Yep.
The Peter scene was great. Your mom coming in immediately after was great. The montage of you getting rid of all the serial killers and criminals in the world, and then the final scene with the Life Note, Death Note thing and the old switcheroo moment.
The old switcheroo. Love a good twist.
So good. That was such a strong episode.
It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really, really solid.
How would you improve it? I guess I wouldn't make. I guess I would. I would change the Hansel guy.
The Hansel guy.
I would change like. Oh, he looks like a P word.
You would say a P word.
I mean, I wouldn't say like he looks like a P word. I would just change, like the joke is that he looks like a P word, and we just make that something else.
Oh, you would change that. I would change the Snooki line because that did
not. Oh
yeah,
Snooki aged.
Yeah.
The Snooki joke is aged.
That's
not well.
That's the one part of the video where I'm like, that is a really outdated reference.
But I love that actress that we would always bring in to do the Snooki bits.
I mean, it's kind of funny choking on pickles.
Yeah.
But the Snooki line in general is just a little bit like, I cringe every time.
You were like, the cast of the Jersey Shore. Yeah. They need
I'm like,
to
that's
die.
The punchline? Because you list three things. I'm like, that's the punchline?
Yeah. I mean, I guess we weren't specifically going after Snooki. We were going after Jersey Shore as a whole.
Yeah.
Because at that time, that like represented like the brain rot of TV.
Even though we were making Smosh videos.
You know, I think culturally. No. Remember when Jersey Shore was the worst thing on TV?
That would be elevated Netflix content right now.
The peak television.
Yeah. So we got the bloopers here, and
yes.
I don't think that I've seen
I haven't
the bloopers for this video since it was released.
All I know is like all these bloopers, like I edited.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, man. Like I was just like scrubbing through footage, like desperate to find something that I could make funny.
Well, yeah, because they were exclusive on Smosh.com, and our whole goal was to bring some traffic to that website so we could sell sponsorships there so that we could fund these videos because they weren't making enough money on YouTube alone.
Right.
We needed to have additional revenue coming in for them.
Yeah, and I don't think at this time we had like an actual behind-the-scenes like camera. There was a certain amount of time that we did, but I think during this time I'm not sure, so it's all just footage that was taken from the actual cameras while we were rolling, and then I would just go and be like, I'll zoom in on Anthony's like crotch for this shot.
Yeah.
So we'll see what this has. I have no idea. I play.
Shut up!
Hi. I got a death note.
Oh my god, you gotta get rid of that thing!
Don't you understand? I always wanted to kill that.
Oh, he's wearing a red Star Trek shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I hate you guys. Well, I'm supposed to be dead.
Oh, sorry.
Damn, that pickle looks good.
It does look good right now, the sound. Don't use bouncy balls for smoke balls. Oh, yeah, we did have your mom use a bouncy ball. It just went everywhere.
That's bouncy.
Damn, that thing flew.
It bounced off the ground, then the ceiling, then at you. Dude, you hear the ball smack the ceiling, and then you.
Oh my god, I can't read!
Funny.
Did you just record that on the spot?
Yeah, I guess so.
For the blooper only, right?
Oh, maybe.
I think it was just for the blooper.
Yeah. When we were recording it.
I think that we were really struggling to make enough content out of the blooper reel.
Yeah, that was just me looking at death. For the podcast people, it was just me looking at the death note saying I can't read.
Killers? Robbers? Snooki.
Oh, God.
Oh.
In local
so you really did have something to hear.
A 3-year-old pulls down her pants and pees on a clown at the county fair.
Did we have her read extra lines? Did we have the news reporter just say extra stuff?
Yeah, because you could hear her in the background of the video. She's just saying a bunch of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dang. Look at this scooter trick.
You actually legitimately got good with that thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty insane.
Dude.
I would never have done that.
Dude, scooter trick master. Check this out.
Oh shoot, a tight 180.
Damn, dude.
You're just going off on that scooter. Is this me? I really wouldn't do a trick on that scooter.
No entiendo.
Mom.
Oh, si.
Si, mamacita.
Tú es mi mamá.
That was about as much Spanish as I know. It's so nostalgic just seeing inside that house.
Yeah.
No.
Just remembering how dirty those carpets were.
Oh, God.
Because we did it. Bro. We did the production in our actual house.
Yeah.
The house was pretty nice. And then we started doing production in there every week. And then the house got pretty not nice very quickly.
Yeah.
Just like dirty stains on the carpet.
Yeah, there's carpet all throughout the house, which was good for sound.
True. The audio was really good.
Yeah, the audio wasn't like echoey.
The new place we shoot in is a little bit more echoey because it's updated and it's got hardwood floor.
Right, yeah.
And there were things like we would raise a light, and this was before LED lights, so it was just like the hottest lights in the world. It was miserable working with those things, but I remember they'd raise a light up for a shot. So that would be what we needed. And then we'd start smelling like fire or something burning. And we'd look up and there was just like, it was burning the dust on the ceiling and there was like smoke coming from it. So there was char marks all over the ceiling. There were stains on the carpet. All the walls were dinged up. Sorry, landlord.
Did we pay a cleaning fee?
I don't know if we ended up paying, what fees we ended up paying for the damage we did to that poor house.
We definitely didn't get our security deposit.
No.
Like, I remember, like, we did a deep cleaning of the carpet at some point, and it was still, like, it didn't look good.
Yeah. We did multiple deep cleanings, and it never got every stain out of there.
No. That was gross. Like, I remember the specific feeling of that carpet.
So do I.
Because, like, we did so many gags where we're, like, falling on the ground and, like, dead on the ground.
Yeah, we were always touching that carpet.
Like, there's just, like, so much grime, like, just deep in that carpet.
And it was so, treaded on that there were just, like, there was... The sides felt fresh and new.
Yeah.
And then anything where there was a pathway was just, like, dense, hard.
Yeah. Turns out when you, like, throw parties in a house and then have, like, crew come in and shoot and you have everyone walking through with shoes on and you're going in and out of the house, walking in like dirt and then walking back in the house. It doesn't make for the most clean environment.
Anyway.
No!
Don't you get it, Anthony? I don't have the book in my
hand. Oh, we had him do it.
I need to practice. Sorry, I'm not good at suffocating.
Most of us aren't.
There's no words on there.
Oh, Bill O'Reilly reference.
Bill O'Reilly teleprompter reference.
Wow.
Okay, this text says Anthony has a weird tumor on his shoulder. It's just
it's
the
a
woman
person.
Behind me.
It's just because there was a person that looked like they were on your shoulder.
You were really digging deep for content.
I was desperate for content, man. I was so desperate. Look at this face. Do you think you're about to go?
Yeah, the classic smosh. Breathing in the lip moment.
No, it was kind of lizard-like.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Hey,
eat an apple like a mouse.
Oh my god. That is an old reference.
Cringe!
A Lonely Island like a boss reference?
Eat an apple like a boss.
I don't know why. That's even more cringy than the Jersey Shore reference.
This hurts me.
Is this just the old reference? Or because what is so cringy
about like, it? It's like, it's the reference, but also like the top text, bottom text.
Why? Because it's so like classic meme style.
Yeah, which like at the time, I guess that's what you would do.
That was the original meme format.
Yeah.
Was, impact font.
Yep.
Half the text on top, half text on bottom.
Eat an apple like a boss.
I think it's kind of a cool historical piece at this point.
I feel like it could come back. Top text, bottom text. Nah, like, is
that,
it?
Nah, that's
now
just
it's dead. Like, no, but now it's like, it's like an ironic meme.
Sure.
It's like,
yeah.
Yeah.
But you'd have to know the original meme to understand the irony, so I don't think it's coming back. That shit's dead.
I don't know. What do you think, Aaron?
No.
That shit's dead.
All right.
Also, why did you call a man a boss but a woman a tumor?
How dare you, Ian?
Yeah, that's true. I called a woman a tumor and I called a P word a boss.
Oh. Oh my god, dude, you gotta get rid of that thing!
No, don't you understand? I have a boner.
I wanna touch it!
Oh my god, what? What?
Also, my house is on the market. 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, and nice neighbors. Please ignore the blood stains. You can paint right over them.
Just sounds.
I just shit my pants.
Oh.
Oh no! Why?
Oh.
That's an old reference.
Mr. Bill. That's an old reference.
It's a legendary reference.
That's an old reference for my parents.
Yep. It's a lot. That's another meme reference.
Oh that my was god, the that was the prairie dog.
Dramatic prairie dog.
Wow.
Damn.
We're just full
of it. It really was 2012.
I mean, like, cause we had like, cause on like Smosh.com, we had like all those like picture dump, like meme, like pictures at that time. So
you were just always up to date with the newest
like,
memes?
Everything was like these memes. That's like, that was humor.
Classic meme.
I'm just glad that like a lot of that I don't think was in like the actual sketches.
No. This was just us grasping for straws trying to make something funny.
Yeah. But like in the actual sketches we weren't like we did have like the we did do the forever alone face. Do you remember when we deformed your face to look like it was
but
the
that
forever
was funny.
Alone? But that's funny because it's just like frightening. Yeah.
I'm glad he's dead.
Oh. Ooh. Some of the art on the wall? Holy shit.
Nice.
Why did I even laugh at that? Oh, man.
Well.
Well.
That was the behind the scenes for the Death Note.
Got nothing to add after that. No, that was a lot.
Yeah, so I think what we learned was we got to stop being mean to women on the internet.
We'll have to have a redemption episode.
And I think it's about time that I led that charge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
We got to do an episode where hordes of women
just beat the shit out of me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Uh huh.
Cool.
And I'll get beat up a little bit too.
Okay.
Yeah, for the Smosh the Movie reference where I have 50 girlfriends in bikinis. Yeah.
That happened.
Yeah.
We should just rename this show to Smosh Confronts Their Misogyny.
Yeah. And pays the price.
Every episode, a woman beats the shit out of us.
For every misogynistic joke we make, we get beat up by one woman.
We should have like a button for every time there's like a moment of like misogyny in a Smosh video. We should like have a button that goes, oh hell no.
Yeah, or something.
Or just says like, no.
It's just the oh hell no, but just the no.
It's just no.
Yeah.
No. It could be that. We'll clip that. Yeah.
Yep.
This show, Flashback with Smosh, also known as Smosh Apologizes.
With all that said, aside from the really stupid Snooki joke and the strange man that we decided was
kind of some ableism, a little bit.
With Cecil Adams?
I mean, like, it's, you know, some could interpret
that. I guess we said handicap
being a little bit ableist.
Yeah, yeah. We were really just trying to get someone in a. Like a slow-moving vehicle was all that we really were trying to get out of
it. Yeah, it's hard to get a train.
Yeah.
We're not Mr. Beast.
Or one of those, like, like hand car
little
things.
Little pump cart.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, hand
I feel,
cart.
I feel like if we were to make the video now, it would have been updated with someone just randomly on one of those carts.
Yeah, we just need them on a slow-moving thing. I mean, if anyone has any ways for us to punch that up for next time we do a Death Note video.
Yeah.
Suggest a different kind of slow moving device that doesn't come off as ableist.
Maybe a Roomba? That would not hold a
person. I don't think it'll hold a person. A cat?
Roller skating?
Roller skates.
Maybe he's roller skating if we do a redo.
Okay.
In the redo, roller skates.
Okay.
No Snooki joke.
A hoverboard?
Or a hoverboard.
One wheel?
That already feels like kind of outdated. I don't think many people ride those anymore. And then the dude at the end, different justification.
Okay.
But other than that, I loved it.
Yeah, okay.
Love that episode.
It's a good, it's a solid one.
The writing is just so good. I think it's because we were just so inspired by the anime.
Yeah. Well, that's Flashback with Smosh. Next week, we have another great one coming for y'all.
The real-life voodoo dolls?
It might be real-life voodoo dolls. So maybe if you want to pre-watch that, you can, or you can watch it fresh with us next week.
Mm-hmm. And soon we'll also be going over our Pokemon in real life episode. Mm-hmm. The very first of that series.
The very first.
I think it has five episodes. That has five episodes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's five of them. But we're just going over the first one. And I know for a lot of people that was their first Smosh video they ever watched.
Yeah.
So be sure you're subscribed to the Smoshcast channel on YouTube, where this show exists, along with Smosh Mouth.
Let us know in the comments which other classic videos you want us to have here on Flashback. And also, if you want to support us creating new sketches, go over to the Smosh channel, become a member. Smosh Royalty tier members will see us doing something a lot like this, but live as a watch party. So that's something that happens at the after every single new sketch is released. Smosh Royalty members get to see us kind of do a breakdown just like this live.
Indeed. Mm. And also, if you want to listen to this in your car or while you work out, if you want to be lifting some weights while we're talking about Snooki, you can do that because this is available on all the podcast thingies. I don't know what you call it, like podcast
providers?
Providers, yeah. And while you're there, give us 5 stars. Like we're your Uber.
5 star, please?
5 star, please. Give us 5 stars and subscribe, bell ring button, like and comment.
Yep, there's a new episode of this show coming out every single week.
And let us know what episodes you want us to cover too, because we're new to this. Any suggestions, like the misogyny button?
Yeah, and any other quotes or sounds, maybe Smosh references that you would like on a potential soundboard.
We'll get a soundboard. Yeah.
Let us know.
Okay.
All right.
See you next time. See you next week.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.